What's all this then? Stuff is different in the worship service. What is this dedicating the offering thing? Perhaps you've come into my study and met Fred, and you're certainly welcome to come visit with me in my study. But things are already looking different, and I haven't been in the pulpit 5 minutes. The winds are changing, and you might not know what to make of me. But you did ask for an interim minister, did you not? Yes. Now then, the qualifications. Item one, a cheery disposition. I am never cross. Item two, rosy cheeks. Obviously. Item three, play games, all sorts. Well, I'm sure the children will find my games extremely diverting. Item four, you must be kind. I am kind, but extremely firm. Perhaps you recognize Mary Poppins' interview with Mr. Banks upon her arrival at the Banks household. She's blown in on the east wind to help the Banks family after their most recent nanny departed unexpectedly. She's not what the Banks family was expecting, but she's exactly what they need. Mary Poppins tells the Banks children, Jane and Michael, that she will stay until the wind changes. She's only there for a short time. In a way, interim ministers are like Mary Poppins. I did see your advertisement, as it were, for an interim minister, and the interim search committee and I came to an agreement, and I am delighted to be here. I didn't so much blow in on the east wind as I did drive out on I-66, although I did come from the east. Mary Poppins appears to live on a cloud. I'm definitely rooted on Earth. Well, most of the time. I don't have my own TARDIS. I'm rooting out all the Whovians is what I mean. I've been living in Northern Virginia since 1987. When Mary Poppins arrives at the Banks household, the family doesn't quite know what to make of her. While the children are delighted to have her, they're also a bit unbalanced by her arrival, and Mr. Banks is very confused. It can be a little scary. Mary Poppins arrives with a magical carpet bag full of wonderful things. Hold on. I've got my carpet bag right here. Let's see. Oh, yes, of course. Mary Poppins pulls a lamp out of her carpet bag. Well, a lamp is a useful thing. One of the things I'll be doing in my time with you is shining a light on things. Have you ever had a light bulb burn out in a room, but you either didn't notice or you didn't change it right away, and eventually you get used to the dimmer light in that room? Anybody? Yeah? Mm-hmm. And then perhaps one day someone else goes into that room and says, "You need a new light bulb in here." And either changes the bulb for you or you change it, and then you notice how much brighter it is and how much you haven't been seeing. Well, we'll be spending some time looking at some things that perhaps we haven't noticed in a while. Perhaps there are some things you'll want to adjust when you see them in a new light. Mary Poppins pulls a mirror out of her bag. Here's one. Mirrors are so useful for self-examination. Excuse me. While I'm here, part of my job will be to hold the mirror up for you. Sometimes it can be hard to see ourselves, but my job will be to help and reflect things back to you. I hope you'll like what you see. I see wonderful things, friendly people who care about one another and who are engaged in the church. But perhaps when you get a closer look, you'll also notice things that you might wish to adjust. Perhaps you'll see things you didn't realize were there, or perhaps things you didn't realize were missing. Now let's see, what else is in here? Oh yes, a tape measure. Mary Poppins had a tape measure. She measured the children, and she also measured herself. It helped the children to get to know her. Tape measures help us to know all sorts of things. How big are we? How much room do we have to grow? Not just in our physical space, but how much room do we have to grow in ourselves? Things are constantly changing, and it helps us to know where we stand in the midst of that. Now let's see if there's anything else in here. Oh yes. Mary Poppins had a wonderful snow globe of St. Paul's Cathedral. The snow globe is full of possibility. The snow globe is full of vision and imagination and some fun. What can you see in this snow globe? There's a church and there are birds. But what else do you see? What's inside the church? Who's inside the church? Why do the birds like to fly around so much? Is it the audacious and wonderful food pantry? Or the friendly and outgoing people? Perhaps with all the other tools we've got, we'll be able to take a deeper look into the future together. And what will our time be like while we're doing all this work together? Well, you do want to play games, do you not? We should have fun while we're doing this work. I already know that you're good at having fun. Mary Poppins took the Banks children for tea parties on the ceiling and jumping through chalk sidewalk paintings and even romping around on the chimney tops. They have all sorts of adventures together, but all the adventures begin with doing the work that they need to do at home. The first thing that Mary Poppins does with Jane and Michael is to help them with cleaning up the nursery. Mind you, Mary Poppins doesn't clean it for them, but she encourages them, directs them, and helps them, and she still makes it fun. We have some work to do here. There are aspects to the work that might seem tedious to some folks, but all of it is important. If we weren't to get things in order, we'd never be able to have adventures such as tea parties on the ceiling. And in doing the work together, we'll be able to make it much less burdensome and possibly even enjoy it along the way. What is the work we need to do? Well, I'll be working with you to figure out what it is that we need to do and that you want to do. One thing you'll be doing is most likely to search for a settled minister, but that doesn't just happen overnight. There's work to be done first. In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. Find the fun and snap, the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a
Let the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way.
We'll do the work. We'll do the work. We'll have some fun. And when the time comes, when the wind changes, I will go. While I'm here, you'll decide how you want ministry to look here. If you choose, you'll prepare for the search, to search for your settled minister. You'll enter into search, and perhaps you'll call your next settled minister. Like Mary Poppins, I will love you while I'm here, and like Mary Poppins, I'll continue to love you when I leave. And when I do go, I'll be completely gone from the life of this church. We'll have fond memories of each other. And if you have memories that aren't fond of me, at least I'll be gone, right? But you'll be busy with your new minister, and I will stay away. This is the way of Mary Poppins and the way of interim ministers. In the meantime, I will love you and care for you. If it happens that we get our feet wet and have to take some medicine, it won't be bitter. And I'll be taking it too. I'll be with you for the adventures of the interim period, and even if you go on an outing without me, I'll still be there for you when it counts, like if we end up going up a chimney for a bit. And if for some reason we do find ourselves up a chimney, we'll make a dance party out of it. You still might know what, or rather, you still might not know what to make of me. That's all right. We have some time. We'll get to know each other, and my door is open, and I do love a good tea party. Namaste. Or perhaps I should say, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Now, I would like to invite, because I am joining into you for this work, I would like to invite your president, Beth, up here. And if there's anybody else from the board who feels moved to join us in this, but Beth has all the words for this. I'm going to covenant with you now, and you have a part in this too. There's an insert in your order of service.
And just one moment of presidential privilege. I would like to thank the interim search committee that helped us. It's coming.
There we go.
One moment of presidential privilege. I would like to thank the folks that were involved in our interim search process who helped review the candidates and helped select Reverend Madeline. That is Jeanette Muir, Bev Reusser, Art Muirhead, who's not here this morning, and Brian Pace. Thank you all. Mm-hmm. And now, will you all please rise in body or spirit and enter into this covenant together with Reverend Madeline Campbell, our interim minister. The words are in your order of service. We welcome you as our pastor and ministry this interim period. At the threshold of our brief journey together, we will use our hands and hearts, our vision and voices, to help and not to harm this beloved community through this time.
I too will use my hands and heart, my vision and voice, to help and not to harm your beloved community through this time of transition.
We will share our
I too will share my portions of truth with you and will listen deeply to what you say, that I may grow in understanding. I will dare to speak hard truths to you as best I can discern them, to hold up a mirror so you can see your past and present clearly, and to make some empty space here for the new to enter
in this brief and precious time.
May we be a blessing to each other, and may we be a blessing to the world. And now I invite the members of your transition team. Did you know you have a transition team? I invite the members of your transition team forward. Bob Hamburg and Mark Hempen are your co-chairs. Mary Beth Heatherly, Susan Kehoe, John Kostick, Ellen Percy Miller, and Kathy Sobriel. Okay. This is your transition team. They're going to help all of us during this transition time. Now, everyone couldn't be here today. So you're going to have to answer by proxy for the folks who aren't here, okay?
Okay.
Do you, the Brew Transition Team, promise to foster communication in the congregation and to support the work of the interim ministry period? If so, say, we do.
We do. We do.
Congregation, will you promise to use your transition team appropriately, to use good communication skills, and to support them in their work? If so, answer, we do.
We do.
Team, as you have been appointed by the board and supported by the congregation, you are now commissioned in the role of being the Brew Transition Team. Thank you for your commitment to the work of the church. I'm going to shake it. Thank you.